Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Welcome back in, 1:31 on a Friday.
Pretty fitting for our next guest, isn't it?
It is, man. I'm excited. Dave Pasch, he does everything for ESPN. He's on the call of the Blazers and Nuggets game tonight. MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline is how he's joining us. Dave, we got to start with it because we're playing wrestling music all day for WrestleMania on Sunday. Do you know whose intro song that was?
No. Whose was it?
Oh. Was it Shawn Michaels, right?
Shawn Michaels, Michaels. Chin music, baby.
Yeah. No idea.
Okay.
The only wrestling that I know is when I was a kid. And, you know, like the first WrestleMania with Mr. T, I think he was in the first one. And then you had Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, George the Animal Steel, the guy who used to eat the turnbuckle. That's like, those are the wrestlers I remember.
Dave, do you feel like if you say no to somebody asking if you know something, Bill Walton's going to just magically appear and talk to you for 20 minutes about why you should know it?
It's possible. There's no doubt. You never know when he's going to pop up. He did say the last time I saw him, you're not rid of me yet. And when he said yet, I didn't know what he meant. So we'll find out one of these days.
I do. I mean, we want to talk to you about Portland and Denver, obviously, because you're on the call tonight, 7:30 ESPN. You're working with Doris Burke and Chauncey Billups. I do want to start, though, because you guys did a great job throughout the Pac-12 tournament, which we watch, obviously, with Oregon winning here locally. But had you ever had a coworker or a color analyst leave to take a bathroom break before an overtime? Had that ever happened to you before?
No, that was a first. It was interesting because he got up. I don't know if he thought there was a longer break. And so he got up and he starts walking. And, you know, all the guys that are in the front row, the high rollers, you know, they turn around and they look at me like, what's going on? I'm like, I have no idea. And it's not like he moves well. So I knew, okay, he went to the restroom. He's just going to take him a while to get back. And it's not just that, you know, he missed the start of the overtime. It's he almost ran over the official on the way back because the official kind of had his head turned as he was coming down the sideline there. But it was perfect. As soon as Bill sat back down, Kenny Wooten slammed an alley-oop, and Bill did his, you know, typical, you know, throw it down, big man, one time. The timing was perfect.
Yeah. When you're calling college hoops games, because you do such a good job calling both of them, and you work with people like Bill Walton, and then obviously you work with Doris Burke, who is just incredible. Do you ever go on Twitter and read what people are saying when you're working college games versus the NBA games?
Well, I'll look at, you know, the when I get my mentions and stuff, people that are tweeting to me, yeah, I'll read those. I mean, obviously with Bill, it's different. I mean, it's like a cult following with Bill. I mean, he's got so many people that are interested in what he has to say. And so, yeah, there'll be a lot of people. And then you get people that like it and then people that don't. And I usually just kind of read them. I don't usually respond. Occasionally I will, but it's definitely different. You know, we're doing a normal traditional broadcast tonight. There won't be any shenanigans, I don't think. Obviously when we're doing our college basketball, you know, it's unique. It's something that you don't hear every night. We try, at least I hope we try, to be respectful of the players and the coaches and the game. But we want to have fun too. And when you have somebody like Bill, that's one of the greatest players of all time and one of the most unique Hall of Famers in any sport, you want to take advantage of that. So, when you do that, you're gonna get a lot of different responses.
Yeah, we're talking with Dave Pasch, ESPN play-by-play man. He's gonna be on the call for Portland and Denver tonight. Joining us on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Dave Pasch. I do want to ask you on the college basketball note. We were just having a conversation before we had you on, just about there feels to be a real lack of interest in this area about the Final Four, and maybe it's because there's not a team from here. Maybe it's just because people don't like the product. It could just be a combination of all that stuff. But where is your kind of where does that fall on your radar this weekend, and how excited are you for the Final Four?
Well, it's really interesting because with Zion Williamson this year, the ratings have been very good for college basketball. The interest has been up for college basketball. And I felt like, okay, you know, maybe we're going to get some people back that we lost because I think with the one and done, if the fans just don't have an opportunity to really get attracted and engaged with a player because they're there and they're gone. I mean, Bol Bol, we never really get to see him play, and you know he's going to be in the NBA. So I felt like we were getting some people back because even though Zion was going to be one and done, you were watching something special. It was kind of like UCLA a couple of years when Lonzo was there. It felt like something special that people could attach themselves to. UCLA went out pretty early, I think, in the tournament that year, and then Duke not being in the Final Four, it's like, oh, okay. I think people that were starting to come back to college basketball, now that Zion's not there, I think it's a big deal. I think there are people that won't watch now. And it's not just that Zion isn't there. It's that the teams that are there aren't teams that a lot of people, the casual college basketball fan certainly doesn't know much about Texas Tech or Auburn or Virginia. So it's, I won't say disappointing because I like it. I like seeing, first of all, you have great coaches that are in the tournament. And you have great players. I love Virginia's system. So it's good basketball. It's just if I'm a casual fan, who do I attach myself to? Right. Other than just watching a game that's going to decide a national champion.
Yeah, it almost feels like, Dave, people attach themselves to coaches if there's not a Zion-type player, and maybe people are doing that with the Final Four. You know, as a guy that's been around it, though, you've been around both for so long. Are you surprised, though, we're at a point where they don't mimic each other whatsoever? Because for a long time, the NBA and college, the NBA obviously better with talent, but similar styles in which they go out there and they'd play every night. And now we're in such a three-ball dominant league in the NBA. Auburn's really the only team you see in college basketball that goes out there and they're chucking up 30 to 40 threes a game. Are you surprised we're at that point, that the college has not tried to mimic the NBA in the way that they're playing?
Well, it's funny because in football now, the NFL is mimicking college, right? All of these offenses or coaches that have been running, you know, West Coast system for so long that are changing up how they do things. We might see Kyler Murray go number one overall. I mean, when 5 years ago, if you just said, hey, Kyler Murray, a 5'10 quarterback from the air raid offense is going to be the top pick in the draft, and you went to Vegas with that, you'd probably be a rich man because and nobody ever would have thought that. So it's I'm a little surprised. I just think there's just not – I mean, first of all, it's a 48-minute game. The game's different. The shooting in the NBA is much better. I think that's probably the one and done, and the AAU stuff has hurt more than anything is shooting. There's just not a lot of great shooting in college basketball and also in the NBA. I mean, the best shooters in the NBA, there aren't many shooters who are the great three-point shooters that were one-and-done guys. You know, a lot of the great shooting in the NBA are, you know, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, guys that were in college for a while, even Seth Curry, right, for the Blazers. Mm-hmm. Damian, you know, look at, you know, I think I just have a hard time. Most people that are one-and-done are guys that are great athletes. They're going to work on their three-point shot when they get to the league. And I think that's one thing that's hurt. You just don't see great shooters anymore starting out as freshmen in college. Occasionally there will be, but, you know, name one from this year that was a freshman that was just a lights-out shooter that's going to be a star in the NBA next year.
Right. Yeah, really is the only weakness people point out with Zion. That's really the only weakness that he has is he's not a dynamic shooter, and people wonder how that translates to the NBA. We're talking with Dave Pasch. He's an everything play-by-play man for ESPN. He's on the call tonight for Portland and Denver. Let's get to that game. I mean, it's really a big weekend for both teams. Denver trying to hold on to the 2 seed after their tough loss to Golden State the other night. Portland, so much has changed around them here in the last couple of weeks, and they got Denver. They play each other back-to-back tonight and then again on Sunday back here in Portland. And what do you, I guess, most interested in watching in terms of how things play out tonight between Portland and Denver?
Yeah, I think two things. I think for Portland, it's the other Terry Stotts has just done a great job. The fact that they've won 8 of 9, 2 straight, and they're still in position to get, if not the 2 seed, get home court again in the first round, given that CJ McCollum's out and, you know, what happened with Nurkic. It's he's done a phenomenal job. So, can they keep it going, or at some point are the injuries going to catch up with them here at the end of the season? And then for Denver, they lose to Golden State, but they beat San Antonio. They're over the last 7 games, they're 3-4. you know, their record is interesting. You talked about back-to-back, even though it's not technically a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. The Nuggets have the best record in the NBA on the second night of back-to-backs. Well, in the playoffs, there are no back-to-backs. So, you know, sometimes you're taking advantage of another team in those back-to-back situations, even on a second. You know, you're playing at home. There's an advantage there for Denver. So you lose that when you get to the playoffs. There are no back-to-backs. You know, one of Denver's strengths is its bench. Well, your bench is tighter. You know, your rotation changes a little bit in the playoffs. So I just don't know, you know, if Denver gets matched up with OKC or San Antonio, I just don't know that, you know, I think they're a talented team, but it's going to be the first time in the playoffs for all these guys. For Jokic and Jamal Murray and Gary Harris, they haven't been there before. Millsap's really the only guy with a ton of playoff experience. So how will they handle that, you know, when they get there next weekend?
Yeah, and that Golden State game too, Dave, the other night, people thought, okay, big game, and they got blown out of the building against Golden State. You know, when you call Portland, Portland fans, obviously we're big diehards here, but you look at like the MVP conversations in Portland, some years we can find ways to overreact and feel like we're being counted out and not given enough respect. But when you break down MVP stuff, obviously Giannis and Harden have separated themselves from everybody else. But that third spot in the MVP vote, that matters to people out here. And I personally think Damian Lillard has played his way into that third spot in the MVP ballot. What's it like to cover and call a game with him and just kind of your views on the season he's been having?
Yeah. You know, I do vote on all that stuff. I'm not going to tell you where I voted, but I think Lillard's had a great year. I think he's an all-NBA player again this year. I think Paul George has had, even though maybe lately – with the Thunder losing, I think maybe he's off of some people's radar, but I still think that, you know, he deserves a lot of credit for the year he's had. Steph Curry, Jokic, but Damian is, you know, I think when it comes to just all around good guys and being a great teammate and supportive of his coaching staff and no drama. I mean, Dame's as good as it gets. You know, I love doing Blazer games, and I think, you know, he's great for Portland. He's great in the community. He's a guy that loves being a dad. I mean, he's just a fun guy for so many reasons. And I think, you know, the fact that he was first team All-NBA last year, people know who he is. I mean, he's become certainly people that cover the NBA. They know all about him. And I think he's getting more run, you know, nationally. I think there are more people with the All-Star stuff. You know, I know that I'm sure everybody in Portland, you're never going to be satisfied with, you know, until he wins an MVP with, mm-hmm. you know, where he fits in on the list and how many All-NBA votes and whether he gets in as a starter in the All-Star game. But I do think, you know, he's earned a very good reputation around the league.
Yeah. And we're talking with Dave Patchell. I'll get you out on this one, Dave. And this might be asking, like, who's your favorite kid? But do you have a favorite city that you get to visit?
Boy, it's a tough one. I mean, I'm like, you know, there's so many different ones that I could lose track. I mean, I feel like I've been in Portland more than anywhere this year between Blazers and Oregon. I was just there for the women's regional last weekend. So, I mean, I feel like I'm there a lot. Yeah. Portland's a great city. It's, you know, it's kind of a fun place to be. And so I don't know, but I love Portland. It's definitely up there. And you know, I think the crowd has a big reason. It's a big reason why. It's a great place to do a game. The Moda Center, the fans are great. They love the NBA there. They understand the NBA. And that there's nothing better. There's nothing better when you're covering NBA and the people there know the NBA. They know the history of it. Portland certainly is one of the best.
We talk to media types all the time, and they always give different answers and stories about when they're here and where they go and what they do. What do you do when you're in Portland for a couple days?
What do I do in Portland when I'm there for a couple days? Well, I mean, a lot of times we're working. It's not like we get all this, you know, all this free time, but you know, usually we're staying downtown and there's a lot of cool things to do around downtown. You know, have our restaurants that we like to go to. I don't want to say that, you know, on the air where we like to go, but there's a lot of different places we like to go, and it's just a fun city, man. It's a cool place to be for, you know, a couple days. I did get a little bit more time there this past week when I was there for the women's region. We had the day off in between the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight and had a lot of fun. So I'm always happy when I get a Portland game.
Well, you can hear him on the call tonight, ESPN 7:30 with Doris Burke, Chauncey Billups. Dave Pasch is his name. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Pasch. Calling Blazers and Nuggets tonight. He joined us on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Thanks so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it. Have a good call and enjoy the game tonight.
All right, guys. Take care. Enjoy the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.